Andrew Swallow is the captain of the North Melbourne Football Club. Been over in Utah for a pre-season camp. He's back in the country, kind enough to join us tonight. Andrew, welcome to Sports Today.
Evening, Shane. Thank you.
How was Utah? It's the fifth time you've been over there now, or is it slightly less for you?
Slightly less for me, but yeah, the fifth time for the boys. So it was a great camp. There was only 13 of us that went over there. So all the young guys in their first 4 years who were 100% fit made the trip, as long as Daniel Wells and Jack Siebel and Jeremy McMillan, who we all sort of came off injury interrupted 2013, so or 14, sorry, and just wanted to have a big pre-season.
Coming off those injury interruptions, did you find going to Utah as beneficial as you had previously?
Yeah, definitely. Like for me, it was just getting back into the swing of things, and I just really wanted to get as fit as I could. Give myself every opportunity to get back to the fitness I've had in the past couple of years. So, from my point of view, it was great to get away for 2 weeks in what was probably a bit more of a relaxed camp than the previous couple of years, but we're still really solid.
A lot of teams have pulled back on the international camps. I mean, Collingwood and Carlton immediately spring to mind. They're instead going to locations a lot closer to home. Do you think there is still enough benefit in going overseas to somewhere like Utah to benefit the side going into the following season?
I definitely think so. We use the camp not only just for the benefits of fitness, but it just also provides an environment where our guys are together 24/7. There's no distractions over there. We've got elite training facilities. With a couple of us older guys who are over there with the young boys, and it really gives us an opportunity to bond with them and really teach them about recovery and training. Ethics and all that sort of thing. So. I still think there's definitely a place for the camps, but I think clubs are going to be a bit more smarter about when they pick and choose where they want to go and what time of the year they want to do it.
I said a number of times last year that Nick Del Santo was probably the recruit of the year, along with Lance Franklin, to Sydney. Del just slotted in perfectly last season. What are you hoping for from Jared Waite this year, and can North Melbourne fans really be excited about what he can bring to the best 22?
Yeah, we really hope so. I think you saw Jared at times play some outstanding footy in 2014, and we'd love him to play like that every week. But if we can get him out there and hopefully play the majority of the year, I think his ability to swing from forward to back really gives us another option. We're probably missing one key tall defender, and I think he can maybe plug a void there every now and then, but hopefully the majority of the time he'll be down forward and give big Benny Brown, who really developed last year, some experience down there along with Drury.
I guess it'll give someone for you to deliver the ball out of the midfield too as well. I mentioned before how the club really is striving off the field, recording the profit today on the field, a preliminary final last year. Is the group, is this the most buoyant you've seen the playing group going into a new season, given this, well, almost success that you had in 2014, the fact you made it down to the final four? Is there a buoyancy within the group that, hey, we do have what it takes, we can go that one step further? Because I'm guessing anything shorter than a grand final next year is almost a backward step.
I don't know if you call it a buoyancy, but the guys, I think, took a lot of confidence knowing that we really, we made it to a prelim and we really, pushed a couple of teams. But, we still know we've got a fair bit of work to do. We were, really shown up and exposed against Sydney in the final up there. So, our big challenge really this year is to play consistent footy, beat the teams that we should beat. And, if we can really push up into the top six, top four, it just makes it that bit easier on the road into the grand final.
16-7 on 3RW. North Melbourne captain Andrew Swallow having a chat on Sports Today. The lists are all finalised for next year now, Andrew, but I've got to say I'm a little bit disappointed, because after seeing that YouTube video of Dante Exum's exploits with you guys, how impressed were you when he put a football, a Sharon football, through the basket, kicking it from three-quarter court?
Yeah, no, it was impressive, but I don't think he would be able to do it too many times. We actually, on the way home, a couple of us went to the San Antonio Spurs and checked out their facilities and you know, got to speak to a couple of their guys and Patty Mills, who is you know, their backup point guard and coming back from a shoulder injury, was there, and we were lucky enough to have a kick of the footy with him, and he's actually you know, a really skillful guy. I reckon he could definitely play AFL football.
Who in the club that's on the list at the moment would be most likely to kick a football through a basketball? Who's just the most accurate, I guess, at the club?
Oh, I think you'd be pretty pressed to go past Boomer Harvey. He's been doing it for so long that, you know, I reckon he'd be able to do it pretty easy.
Yeah, you've probably got the right answer there, too, Andrew. Look, obviously the Utah camp, a great bonding experience, sets you through going into 2015. When do you guys go on one last Christmas break before really ramping it up?
I think we finish up on the 20th of December. So we, you know, we just finished you know, the first week with the whole group together, and we've got two more weeks of really solid training, and then we'll break for Christmas and come back in early January. And you know, we've got an extra couple of weeks because of the Cricket World Cup to prepare, but games come around pretty quickly. So not a huge amount of time, but you know, looking forward to getting through to Christmas.
Andrew, appreciate your time. Have a great break, and look forward to seeing you back out there in 2015.
No worries. Appreciate it.